You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Good morning, Pharmacy Podcast listeners. It's Ken Sternfeld, and you are listening to the Concierge Hub on the Pharmacy Podcast Network to all our friends and neighbors at the Pharmacy Podcast Nation. I was supposed to do a podcast today and record a very, very important message to the class of 2020 about how the Pharmacy Podcast Network, the friend of the pharmacy profession, was going to be introducing, with our support as our ex-VIP concierge, a student debt freedom fund, something to relieve the debt, the burden that the class of 2020 and others before them and others that will come after them are just burdened with by getting their education to become pharmacists and then entering our profession with a huge, huge amount of debt on their shoulders. And we're going to give an opportunity to the class of 2020 to step up and to stand up to COVID and to get into the profession even before they get licensed to practice at the height of their diplomas. So I was going to record that show this morning with Todd, but you know, things are so crazy right now. It's like we're living in a different world. It's almost like it reminded me of the Twilight Zone. The Twilight Zone, for those listeners who are too young to remember, actually the first episode was October 2nd, 1959. Even before I was born, it was black and white. And it went for about, 5 years. And it was created by Rod Serling. The Twilight Zone, it was the brainchild of an Emmy Award-winning Rod Serling, who served, and he served as the host, and he really wrote most of the 80 episodes of the first original shows, I think 150-plus special episodes, but he wrote over half of them. And it was kind of a strange mix of horror, science fiction, drama, you know, superstition. There was some comedy, but really it was just, you know, each episode was introduced in the beginning by Serling with his voice, and many of the black and white episodes ultimately concluded with some kind of surprise ending. You know, I do remember watching The Twilight Zone. What I don't remember was some of the famous actors, actually, who made appearances, like Burke Reynolds, Roddy McDowall, and Robert Redford. You know, they made appearances, and there were many, many, many other well-known actors who told stories that Rod Serling, you know, put into The Twilight Zone. So I woke up this morning, and again, everything in life has changed. Every new business, every new, not just in healthcare, not just in pharmacy, every new individual who's involved in something, it's like a new business. It's like a new world because everything has changed. It almost feels like we're in the Twilight Zone. And I'm going to continue to kind of focus on that because on Tuesday, I got it was like an image or a joke that was sent to me. And it kind of got me thinking about this Twilight Zone because it was a picture of Rod Serling. You know how people are sending around jokes, and things. And it's great. But there you had Rod Serling. And he always wore this black suit with a black tie. And he would stand there. And he would say, imagine this. Imagine you're living in a world where this is that, where nothing seems right and things like that. And really, Rod Serling is the spokesperson for what we're living through with COVID-19. And on Tuesday, it was hysterical because the image said that you had the picture of Rod Serling. It says, imagine, if you will, a world where Cinco de Mayo falls on Taco Tuesday, only to be ruined by a virus named after a Mexican beer. You are entering the Twilight Zone. Well, all of the listeners, all of the world has entered the Twilight Zone because no one has ever, ever, ever lived through this. This is horror. This is science fiction. This is just not, it's not a comedy, but it's certainly filled with all of the great actors, some of them on the White House lawn, all of the great, you know, performers, the people who are trying to tell this story of coronavirus. So I feel that as a friend of the Pharmacy Nation and as a voice on the Concierge Pharmacist Show and PGX for Pharmacists and all the other podcasting platforms that we use, I have to feel that the best thing that could happen to our profession is to have more voices, more stories during the Twilight Zone that are positive, more stories that have happy surprise endings. They're dealing with the superstition, the great unknown. We don't know what tomorrow brings. Tomorrow's Mother's Day. The first Mother's Day in the history of a pandemic that I can remember. I wasn't born in 1919. So it's going to be a new world. It is a new world. This past week, in that new world, I talked several people down off the ledge of being in the Twilight Zone. Their worlds were upside down. Whose world isn't upside down? People who were losing their jobs. People who had no money to pay their rent or to pay their bills. Now, welcome to the Twilight Zone. It's everybody. It's not just you. People who were in relationships that were being broken up because of coronavirus. People who were in their pathway to an educational vision that was as clear as day. It was bright. It was sunny. Now it's not. Welcome to the Twilight Zone. We are all in the Twilight Zone. Even my cat, who is here, who just got fed, we're watching my daughter's cat, Oscar, because Oscar and Linus keep Emily, my daughter, up when she can't, you know, gets up in the middle of the night to take care of their beautiful baby, Hannah. All of a sudden, the cats think it's playtime and Emily doesn't get any sleep. She's living in the Twilight Zone. She's living in a point where she's working from home, managing the family, managing the two beautiful granddaughters, and she's in the Twilight Zone. She can't get any sleep. Oscar, you know, you're part of it. Oscar, say hello to the friends at the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Say hello, Oscar. Okay. He gets a little shy sometimes. But I got to tell you, he's not shy in the middle of the night when he wants to get fed. So the Twilight Zone is the world we know it. It's not a TV series. It's a reality series. So when you think about the Twilight Zone stories, think about the ones that have those happy endings. And actually, they all probably did. If I had to sit down and watch and binge watch, as they say, and I won't, 150 Twilight Zone episodes, I don't think any of them probably ended up with a pandemic death and people dying. I think there was always something that Rod Serling, as he wrote them, kind of sent a message that was for hope. Oscar, I hear you. I hear you. So the whole thing about the pandemic is that there is hope. There is the opportunity for change. Everything is new. So if I was the founder of the podcast network, and I'm not, I would say to myself, look at what we've accomplished now, where we have 70,000 listeners, subscribers, who believe in the messaging, who believe in the content, who have followed us for over 12 years now. So now it's a new business. It's not the same about who's sponsoring this and who's hosting that. It's different. So I think there are 30, 35, I don't know how many podcasts there are. I know I'm one of them. I know Jason Cavallino. I know all of the great people who are on them. But now it's new. We need new voices. So if I was the emperor of the podcast network, I would say, we want more. We want more content. We want more podcasting, because podcasting right now, it's not just a hobby. It's almost become a way of life for people. What are you doing with your life? The listenership has gone up and up and up and up and up because people are struggling. They're wanting to hear a voice. So that voice has to be clear. It has to be positive. It has to show hope. So the podcast I was going to record today with Todd, which we will record on Monday, is about the hope that there is relief. There is a light at the end of the tunnel for class of 2020 and others who are burdened with student debt. So, you know, that's something that is more than the twilight zone. That's you live in the twilight zone every month when you get a bill from a Sallie Mae or Fannie Mae or Navient, because they don't think it's funny if you don't pay your student debt. They don't think it's a joke. They're serious. And you know what? I don't think that they should be as serious about that when no one in the profession is helping the pharmacy students to relieve that debt. You see articles this week that came out about legislation being, you know, drafted to reduce and eliminate student debt for doctors or nurses or other medical professionals. We're medical professionals. Why doesn't that article, you know, include us? Now, I spoke to a dozen people who posted or showed or, you know, sent me the article. I saw the article, but I didn't comment on the article because it's business as usual. They just take the pharmacist for granted. Well, as a pharmacist, I know that's wrong. As a healthcare provider, I believe that we are providers, and I've been acting as a provider for 5 years and will continue for as many years as God will allow me to do it. Not just advocating and talking the talk, but doing it. We get paid as RxVIP for the professional services we deliver. It took a long time and a lot of mistakes along the way and a lot of pain and suffering that people, when you did consultations, you didn't get paid because you didn't put the right code down. I didn't go to school to follow the code. I went to school to follow the patient and make sure I could deliver care and compassion and empathy. So when I do the conversations with our students in our master class and I ask them what they want to be, if they had a blank piece of paper or what pathway they want to go on, they all want to be working for the patient. They want to be doing things that are good for our profession. So it's my job, it's my responsibility to give them those opportunities. And in the last week, we offered and people accepted 4 of those students who were in our rotations, 4. And by the end of the weekend, I think that number will triple, because in our master class, which we do every 12 o'clock on every Friday for our students who are on our remote appies, we ask them, how can we help? What can we do to make your dream come true of being a pharmacist? We understand the challenges, probably more than you believe, but we're committed to help you with those challenges and to put you on the pathway to provider status so you can fulfill your career goals. It was the most amazing hour of my week, where I hear the dreams and I can be a dream maker. So then after the Friday class, all day on Saturday and Sunday, the phone lines are open. Every one of them calls me, because that's their task. Somewhere over the weekend, somewhere over the rainbow, you call me and let's see if we can identify specifically, like a PGX test, personalize your career path. These young PharmD graduates are resilient because no one has ever graduated into a pandemic. They're strong, they're warriors, they're fighters. And thanks a call out to all the experiential, they're mostly women, but they're not all, but the experiential educators from all the universities that we work with, who are really working tirelessly to get the pathways for the students so they can graduate and then work within the system. And I hate that terminology, got to work within the system, to find a way to get them licensed, to find a way to bring them to our profession at the time that we need them the most. So I'm always advocating and always talking to all of those experiential educators to say, hey, we're here to help you. We know your plate is full. Give us 12 students, give us 30 students, give us 100 students, because we have a pathway through our remote patient learning to allow them to get to their graduation day with their heads held high, even if the graduation is virtual. They need to walk down that aisle so that we can congratulate them and celebrate the fact that they've become PharmDs. And we'll give them a job the day after they graduate. We're not waiting for their license. We're not waiting. It'll come. I had to wait 15 months for my license. It came. Okay, I wasn't happy when I didn't get it the day I graduated or the day shortly thereafter, but it came. Okay, things are getting delivered a little slower. I mean, you know, Amazon's slower and Instacart's slower. Everything's slower. But it doesn't mean you're not going to get the delivery. So, because everybody's standing up to COVID. Everybody is doing their part, from first responders. And I did a little post on my Facebook, and nobody follows my Facebook. I have no followings as Ken Sternfeld. I don't have any followings anywhere. I just feel that it's important that we support our local restaurants. How many times did you go out for Mother's Day, okay, in years past, and you went to your favorite restaurant and you had a nice meal and they were there and they served you? Well, you can't go tomorrow. You can't go to that same restaurant. But maybe they have curbside pickup. And maybe they're hurting. Maybe we can make their Mother's Day better for their mothers and their family by supporting them. So tonight and tomorrow, two nights, because Mother's Day is every day as far as I'm concerned, we're going to go to the local restaurants that we love, and we've always had wonderful parties and celebrations, and we're going to do curbside pickup, okay, from Frank's Steak, which is one of the choices. The other one is still up in the air because we have, look at me, I'm 300 pounds. There are a lot of favorite restaurants that we've enjoyed family time. I can't deliver it to my daughter in Boston, Amy, so we'll figure out what their favorite restaurant is up there so we can celebrate remotely Mother's Day with her and pay for that dinner for the restaurant that they love in Boston area for their family. We're all one family. The family tree has just gotten so big because of the pandemic. And you know what? That's a good thing. I met a young woman yesterday who's looking to join our company and will. Who really, you know, she's an international student, okay, but she's not even able to work and be paid because of international, I don't know, card this, card that. I said, Mayunior, we're ready for you. We'll find a way, okay? It's not about the payment. It's about paying it forward. Maybe she has, and we did this once before. We created a scholarship fund for an international student from St. John's. We couldn't pay her. But we wrote a check, and we got the approval from the university, and we got the approval from, of course, Jen, and we got the approval from any regulatory issue. We're not looking to get in trouble. But the check we wrote was made out to St. John's University to help Jennifer pay her tuition. Because we don't use interns or rotation for free labor like many other big box retailers do. I was a preceptor at CVS Health. And my supervisor told me to my face that we'll be getting interns to come in to do that and, you know, use them to fill out your schedule, you know, because you're complaining, Kenny, that you never have enough staff. I said, no, I'm not complaining. I'm just stating reality. And to use those students who are coming for learning to just fill slots because the company doesn't want to, you know, staff it with more. And by the way, they don't need to staff with more technicians and interns. They need to staff with more pharmacists because every time they put another intern in the store, they broke the law with their ratios. They didn't care. They said they cared once they got fined and once the State Board of Pharmacy came into a store that I was working in and the supervisor was fined $10,000 and the pharmacist on staff was suspended and fined $10,000. All of a sudden, they had conference calls every day about ratios. Well, you know, you only do something when you get caught. You know, so they got caught. And they should get caught all over the place because they do it all over the place. I digress. But the thing about this week, this Twilight Zone, is that series was over. It was over after 5 years. Is Corona going to be over after 5 years? I hope so. You know, it's not going to be over after 5 months. You know, we're only, you know, how many months into it? It's May. Okay, you know, they argue when the first case was. We don't think about the first case. We think about the first day, and I can't even remember the day when all of a sudden every governor and every president and the president, everybody's saying, this is horrific. and you look at the numbers, and oh my God, people are dying like flies. That's when it started. I don't even want to think about today. But I know that while we're in May, there may be a light at the end of the tunnel. While we're in May, we can stop thinking about never forgetting, but thinking about living the way we needed to live in April. And certainly the way we were inundated by coming into the Twilight Zone in March. So I want everyone to think about the fact that if there were 70,000 listeners to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation, and 1/10 of 1% of those people, which is 70,000 times 1/10 of 1%, wanted their voices to be heard, to become voices of the Pharmacy Podcast Nation, and to do a podcast. I was going to tell Todd when we were recording today, it'll have to wait till Monday. I said that I'll do that. I will produce and record any podcast on the Pharmacy Podcast Network for any pharmacist or student of pharmacy or voice of the healthcare profession who wants to deliver his or her message to people who care. So part of the student debt relief fund is to relieve your burden of student debt by also creating a pathway and farming out your career, being the quarterback of your career, being the owner of your future. And if 1/10 of 1% of those people who were listening wanted to be podcasters, I would let them be podcasters. That would be 70 new hosts on the Pharmacy Podcast Network, talking the good about the profession of pharmacy to inspire. Add 70, that would be twice as many voices, powerful voices on the Pharmacy Podcast Nation now, educated, inspirational, motivated individuals who Todd has put together as a family of podcasters. Our family can triple in size if 1/10 of 1% of the listeners stand up to COVID and become podcasters. So call me at 1-844-MY-RX-VIP. Get in touch with Todd Urey, who doesn't even know I'm doing this, and he'll kick me under the table remotely, saying, "What did you do?" Well, what I did was I'm trying to get people out of the Twilight Zone. I'm trying to get past this episode that when you wake up every day, you feel that you're afraid that you may die, you're afraid that you're losing your job, you're afraid that you don't have money to put food on the table, you're afraid. Sometimes when you're afraid, you have to talk about it. It's like therapy, free therapy. Come on there, come on. And if there are another 70 people talking about the good of being a pharmacist, don't worry about sponsorships. Don't worry about who's going to do that. You know what? Everybody's going to want to be associated with your voice. Everybody's going to want to promote the message you're delivering if it's positive. It's positive. It has to be evidence-based, positive messaging. Your story is evidence-based. You stepped up and did something as a healthcare provider. You are a first responder. You are a medical professional, a provider. Don't let Chuck Schumer with his glasses on the bottom of his nose or anybody else tell you differently. Just be a voice. It's therapeutic, I can tell you. I woke up this morning, like, really? Do I now have a kidney stone again coming back? Really? Now? With all the other crap that I have going on? Really? Couldn't move without shooting pain, trying to get to the bathroom. But you know what? I can't take Percocet. I can't take opioids. I don't want that pain. And I'm talking now, and I don't feel a thing about a kidney stone. And if you've ever had a kidney stone, from what I understand, I've had them, many of them. Some pass, some don't. It's no fun. But you know what? I don't feel a damn thing right now because I'm talking on the Pharmacy Podcast Network to friends of pharmacy and hopefully to make them feel that even though you're in the twilight zone, the stories at the end had kind of happy endings, surprises. There's no one who can predict what the end of a Rod Serling Twilight Zone. You couldn't do it. He only knew. Well, God only knows. And if you believe in God or don't believe in God, somebody up there knows. And it's not Larry Merlow or it's not the owner of a company. They don't know. Nobody knows. Every new business is a new business. Macy's isn't opening up stores. They're going to have to open them up differently. Restaurants are opening up. It's going to have to be different. It's a new business. That's why I'm so excited, because I love to develop new businesses. I do it for a living. I do it for a hobby. I do it because I love it. This afternoon, we're creating a new business as a tester. We signed an agreement, RxVIP, with Quest. Small little lab, Quest, decides that pharmacists can help. Okay. In 2 days, in two conversations, I told them what we do, how we do it. They said, we want to be with you. Okay. There's no selling. We can offer services as pharmacists. So if you're a pharmacy store owner, I reached out to my dear friend Howie Jacobson today. I said, Howie, take this journey with me. I sat on a presentation last Sunday to PISNY 200 store owners. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of trepidation. They don't know how to do it. So I emailed Howie today. I said, Howie, let's you and I, let's do it. Here it is. It's COVID-19 podcast testing in a box. I have the solution. We'll staff your stores. We'll do like a flu clinic or a brown bag event. But this time we're saving lives with COVID. I said, Howie, all you need to do is turn on the light in your store, move some of the walkers or canes or crap that you have over in the area, and let us take care of patients. We'll staff it. It won't change your workflow. And by the way, we'll show you how you can make money, not on the test, because we're providers. You can't make money on the test unless you find a way, to circumvent it. And you know what? Oh, I got to make money on the test. Do me a favor. If that's the angle you're taking, you're missing the boat as a provider. The revenue comes from your cognitive skills, your consultation, your reviewing, you're putting that patient on a pathway that includes the test and their medication management and their chronic care management and their remote patient monitoring and all the things that RxVIP does. I don't need to teach any independent pharmacy owner how to do it. I don't need to argue or fight with anyone who doesn't understand what we do. We collaborate with physicians to deliver value-based services so we can get paid for our services as a provider. So my wish, and I use this because the song that I danced to my daughter's wedding was from Rascal Flatts and was called My Wish. And it wasn't the choice that I had first, but when my daughter said I wanted to listen to this song, Dad, I said, I'm all in. So my wish for the PharmD graduating class of 2020 is that they get a job that allows them to practice at the height of their diploma as they wait for their license so they can be paid for the professional services they will deliver as healthcare providers. That is my wish. And that is my wish to all of the pharmacists who take the time and make the time to deliver care, compassion, and empathy instead of dispensing prescriptions. Machines dispense prescriptions. Pharmacists dispense the prescriptions with those components of consultation. When you can do both, do both. But if you have to choose between one and you go down the road of dispensing or stay down the road of dispensing, your pathway to a provider status will be more difficult than were you to say, I want to be a healthcare provider and help patients. And today, until we get licensed or recognized as providers, today, until the legislators get off their ass and do the right thing they should have done years ago, today we need to collaborate with physicians. And I love that. I love that. I'm a peer-to-peer healthcare provider. RxVIP Concierge is going to be introducing the solutions that will help pharmacists help more patients. We've already done it. We've just pivoted for COVID-19 to save more lives. It's Ken Sternfeld for the Concierge Hub. This is the Twilight Zone. And I will do this not for 30 minutes, but a lot every single day, because this COVID-19 situation is not going away. Be with us, stay with us, and succeed with us. Thank you.